Acorn dropped. There you are, living connected to your massive oak tree. You are simply an acorn, a seed, potential extraordinaire. You certainly are well connected and exist amidst marvelous friends and countless associates. Wherever you look, there is sprawling fruitfulness and health. Above you, further up your stem, run powerful branches connected to a massive trunk system. Your tree is quite strong, for it has survived numerous storms and violent incursions by the elements. You are confident in these provisional connections. What a tree! Its roots run deep into the soil below, and they gather ongoing nutrients and provide continual refreshment for your growth and that of your acorn comrades. You are full, fat, and definitely healthy. Everywhere you gaze, there is blessing, prosperity, health, and victory. Why, the tree that sustains you houses needy forest creatures and provides restorative shade to all who pause beneath its branches. You, little acorns, are highly sought after and of great significance. You are an acorn, one among many, well connected and deeply confident in your future. Your associates comment regularly on how great your future looks and how wonderful your advancement will inevitably be. Deep within your spirit, you believe the positive press about you. Your dream seems just around the corner. Then it happens. You drop. Drop? What's going on, you ask. What has happened to my world, you muse. Tumbling downward caught you off guard. As you spin towards an uncertain landing, you are forced to leave the comfort and security of the known. Now, all connections are severed, and there is no one to speak into your words of life. There is no longer a life connection to the branches that once held you in such a prominent position. As you fall, your tree, the one you love so deeply, seems to get further and further away. Thud, bounce, roll, stop. You settle onto the ground. The trip was short but rough, and you never saw it coming. Why, what has happened, you ponder? All of the affirming prophecies of greatness that were so often dealt to you, completely unsolicited, appear to be empty illusions at best. Perhaps well-meaning friends and associates were simply attempting to make you feel good. Maybe dream was merely pipe dream and simply a cruel mirage at best. Besides, you are alone now, and most of your friends are gone from your life. You wonder if anyone even notices that you are gone or even misses you. Why has my tree done this to me? You can only imagine. After all, your very tree has been the primary speaker regarding your awesome potential. Your tree has infused you with faith, hope, and anticipation. You had longed for the day when it would all materialize, when you too would be a thriving oak, just like Father Tree had promised. Lying on the cold, damp floor of the woods, a tear fills your eye. Oh, how you miss your previous position and those much-loved family and friends. Now, alone, empty and hurting, you feel that you are beyond the point of no return. Actually, you most certainly are. Life as you know it is definitely over now. You cannot even provide for yourself or meet any of your own needs. Disconnected, you grow increasingly aware of the probability that you will now die. Without any source whatsoever, your death will soon come. Oh, how you long for what had been! Yet something new begins to occur within you. Amidst the pain, the questions, the concerns, you begin to wonder if this very death may be exactly what you need. Could it be that death has to occur to you and your fellow acorns in order that you will truly reach your fullest potential? Your faith begins to rise as you begin to understand this principle. Sure, your circumstances have changed. In fact, in some respects, they look worse. Yet this faith thing is growing deep within you. Acorn dropped is really you, isn't it? Everything once familiar is now but a very distant memory. Every comforter, counselor, caregiver, and comrade appears to have missed your drop. Equal parts faith and frustration, confidence and confusion, tears and triumphs are your norm. Those who never left the tree cannot possibly understand, but you're fine with this point. Far from being bitter, you focus on working out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You choose to be better, not bitter, and you already recognize that this entire seasonal journey as being one of those all things happening for the good experiences. Acorn dropped is you, my friend, but that's a good thing to say the least. You are right where God wants you, exactly to the inch, precisely to the millimeter. Hold on to your faith. Before you realize it, you'll be the one spreading forth branches, supplying shade, housing the forest creatures, and living your dream. Don't you dare give up, my precious friend.